Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series brought to you by My Cost Segregation. Today we go all the way back to the beginning. The year is 1959. The case is called Scheinberg versus Commissioner. This is the origin story of cost segregation. A shopping center owner built a new property and made a decision that seems obvious today, but was controversial at the time. He separated his construction costs into groups. Different parts of the building, he argued, had different useful lives. Different useful lives meant different depreciation rates. That meant some components could write off faster than others. Here is how he split it. The building shell, the structural envelope, had a 40-year useful life. The plumbing, wiring, and elevators had a 15-year useful life. The roof, the HVAC system, and the paving had a 10-year useful life. The IRS pushed back hard. The IRS said, no, you have one building, you use one number, one composite life. Spread the whole cost out over that single schedule. You do not get to treat the roof differently from the walls. The United States Tax Court said the owner was right. When you own a newly constructed building and you have documented the separate cost components, you are allowed to depreciate them on separate schedules. Each component at its own rate, the building is not one thing, it is many things. And the law allows you to respect that. That ruling is called component depreciation. And it was the first time a court clearly endorsed the idea that a building can be broken apart for tax purposes and each piece treated on its own terms. Now, there is an important note here. A few years later, in 1966, the IRS issued a ruling that narrowed this approach. Component depreciation was confirmed for original construction with documented costs. It did not apply if you bought a used building for a single lump sum and then tried to retroactively break it into pieces. That limitation was real and it mattered. But the core principle from Scheinberg survived. In 1973, the IRS issued Revenue Ruling 73-410, which reinforced the component approach. Then, in 1997, the Hospital Corporation of America case confirmed that the same part-by-part analysis works under the modern MACRS depreciation rules. The legal chain is direct. Scheinberg, then Revenue Ruling 73-410, then HCA. Every cost segregation study done today follows a path that leads back to this shopping center owner in 1959. When an engineer walks through your building and identifies the carpet, the special wiring, the decorative lighting, and the process plumbing, and prices each one separately, they are doing exactly what Scheinberg established. A building is made of parts. Different parts have different economic lives. You can depreciate them on different schedules. Without this case, there is no legal foundation for the whole approach. Without Scheinberg, there is no HCA. Without HCA, there is no modern cost segregation study. When this case appears in your report, it is there to show the lineage. This is not a new or aggressive tax strategy. It is a method the courts endorsed more than 60 years ago, refined over decades, and confirmed repeatedly since. Your study stands on a long and solid foundation. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see the full authority library in your study, visit the legal section of your report.